right, if you want to hear from the World Health Organization directly, which I think you should, you'll come to learn that when you come to this program, when I give you a fact for you to digest, it's rooted somewhere else. It's rooted in verifiable information that I have at my fingertips and research that I've done for you, or maybe I've done for myself because I just want to know, and you become the beneficiary. But talking about the World Health Organization and the asymptomatic transmission of the Wuhan virus and how rare it really is, I want you to hear this. It's bite number four because it's instructive for you to understand that school kids, if they say, well, they're positive, but they're asymptomatic, they're spreading it all over. No, the reason they're asymptomatic is that their viral load is so low. They're not spreading much of anything. The viral load is so low, they're not spreading much of anything. Go ahead and listen to bite number four here for the World Health Organization. Bite four, go.
The way that we look at that is we look at these individuals need to be followed carefully over the course of when they're detected and looking at secondary transmission. We have a number of reports from countries who are doing very detailed contact tracing. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare. And that much of that is not published in the literature. From the papers that are published, there's one that came out from Singapore looking at a long-term care facility. There are some household transmission studies where you follow individuals over time and you look at the proportion of those that transmit onwards. We are constantly looking at this data and we're trying to get more information from countries to truly answer this question. It still appears to be rare that an asymptomatic individual actually transmits onward.
Seems to be very rare that an asymptomatic person transmits this onward. All right, so having said all of that, the other big argument going on across the country, from New Jersey to Michigan to California, mandatory mask wearing laws have been put into place, some legally, not so much. And So I did a little bit of research and digging, and I talked to a person with OSHA, 10 and 30 certified, and asked for an explanation on different sorts of masks. The N95 masks have exhale ports, and then there's surgical masks, and of course, and there's a filter mask, and the cloth face covering, for which there is no definition, by the way. In the states and in the mandates that I have seen, what is the definition of a mask? What fits the legal specifications for Governor Murphy in New Jersey or Governor Whitmer in Michigan? What are the legal requirements? And I don't find any, having read through the executive orders. N95 masks are designed for contaminated environments. All right? That means when you exhale through an N95, the design is that you are exhaling into a contaminated environment. There's a little valve there. When you suck in, the air is filtered through the mask. When you exhale through a little rubber diaphragm, if you will. All of your air goes out. What does an N95 mask do to protect anybody around you? Nothing. And the whole argument recently is that wear a mask because you could be sick and therefore you're protecting those around you. An N95 mask would do nothing at all for these situations. Surgical masks are designed and approved for sterile environments. The amount of particles and contaminants in the outside and indoor environments where people are clogging these masks very quickly, well, that destroys their effectiveness. The moisture from your breath combined with a clogged mask will render it useless. If you come in contact with COVID and your mask traps it, you become the dispenser of the virus. You become a walking virus dispenser. And every time you put the mask on, you're breathing the germs from everywhere you want. You see people put a mask into a purse and pull it out. Pull it up and down over their neck. Pull it out of their pocket as they're walking into the store. You see it everywhere. And cloth masks. Seems odd that we still have to explain this one, but here goes. You know, people walking into masks, into places say, hey, got to put up your mask, dude. It doesn't work. Even the cute ones, the ones that your grandma made, or the ones with the little flowers or the messages, they're completely meaningless. And the bandana or the ones that I see that are just hanging from somebody's nose and kind of hang down. As you exhale again, you're ridding your lungs of all the things there. You're protecting nobody around you. So the answer is N95 blows the virus into the air from a contaminated person. The surgical mask is not designed for the outside world and has filtration for about 20 minutes and used in sterile environments only. So after about 20 minutes, if you're walking around in public, well, you should replace it about every 15, 20 minutes. You should have a sterile dispenser of masks. Chew, chew, chew. Cloth masks are worse. It's the equivalent of using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes, as I have explained before. The CDC wants us to keep wearing masks, but the masks don't work. They're being used to provide false comfort and push forward a specific agenda. And for the love of God, research each mask's design, use, and purpose. I'll bet you find none are used for viral defense the way that they're being advocated today. Well, it might help something. It might, well, maybe it might help something, but I'm not sure what. Sanitize your hands, wash your hands. Keep some distance between you and the next guy. That will keep you away from the virus if that is your primary concern. Don't be within virus striking range. But the mask, an utterly useless gesture. Anyhow, lots of reasons to keep your distance and hygiene. But at the end of the day, OSHA has done plenty of research, has the CDC, the New England Journal of Medicine, and a whole host of others. I'd like to give you good news. I'd like to say, you know, because here's the thing. If the masks work, why are we emptying prisons and jails of inmates? Give them masks. If the masks will keep them free of COVID, because the whole idea is we want to stop the spread inside of prisons, well, then give them masks. Exactly. You're in the No Panic Zone back after this.